You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 135. And today I'm going to introduce you to a very powerful process that can unlock riches and open up doors to prosperity, abundance, and success that you didn't even know was missing. Are you ready for this? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier to expertpreneurs. And I'm excited about today's episode. I'm sharing with you one of my personal resources, someone that I've turned to time and again to open up channels to prosperity and basically get you unblocked. And it's very powerful work. I'm very excited to share her with you. And to let you know, we will be going deeper with this in our Amplify Your Success community. I've arranged a community training and community prosperity block clearing for all of you. So make sure you join us in the AmplifierSuccessCommunity.com. Also, I have a unique ask this week. The Amplify Your Success podcast is up for the People's Choice Award. And if you have gotten value and you have enjoyed this podcast and you believe that this is a podcast that more people would benefit from, you can actually help us at podcastawards.com. If you head over there, and you will have to register your name there, but you can basically help us nominate Amplify Your Success Podcast for the business award. You have to just look for the little drop-down box that says nominate it for the business category. And it would mean the world to me. And I have this big desire to amplify the reach of our podcast. And I know getting an award like this would help tremendously. So if you feel inspired, please make sure you let me know that you've submitted. We've got a nice little thank you gift as well. You just need to send us an email at info@melaniebenson.com. So thank you. And once we get into the nominations, we will also have to do voting. So I'll let you know if that happens, and I'll be keeping all of you apprised of the progress in the Amplifier Success community. So there's another great reason to join us there. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I'm so excited for today's conversation with someone super special to me. Today, we're talking about inherited money blocks and how it's oftentimes let's look at it this way. It's the problem you don't realize you have that's actually the reason why everything you're trying isn't working and you wouldn't even know how to fix it. That's why I'm so grateful for this amazing transformational healer that I've invited today. Let me introduce Lisa Thomas. Now, Lisa is known as a transformational energy healer, and she's had the privilege of working with talented people from all walks of life, all levels of success, all kinds of businesses, empowering them to reach their full potential by removing what she calls inherited emotional blocks, such as fear of success, fear of failure, anxiety, procrastination, fear of public speaking, false money beliefs, relationship drama, and even business stagnation. She believes, like I do, that everyone deserves to be seen, known, and heard for who they are. Now, Lisa's expertise in removing negative energy and inherited patterns empowers people to get their gifts, their talents, and their bright ideas out into the world, financially succeeding, feeling confident, and in alignment with their soul's purpose. And Lisa, I'm so grateful for you and the work you're doing in the world. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
I have been so excited, Melanie. You're one of my favorite people.
Aw. Mm-hmm. Well, we had this instant soul connection when we met originally through a common friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. We did.
And I have to say, like, watching you in your gift, I was just blown away. And I have worked with a lot of healers, a lot of energy workers, a lot of coaches, a lot of mentors over the years. And I just was so enraptured by the work you're doing. And so I want to dig into it. And first of all, I have to start with, like, let's kind of get out what is an inherited money block.
Good question. So first of all, it's important to know that we inherit many good things from our ancestors. We get our gifts and our talents from them. But we also inherit traumas, and it's based on their life experience. And those things get handed down in the cell memory of our physical body. So an inherited money block is something that your ancestors experienced in their lifetime with money, or with how they brought in money. And then those fears or beliefs have been handed down.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, I've never talked about this publicly before, but I had my biggest breakthrough ever by clearing an inherited money block. And so way back in 2003, this was before I met Lisa, and I wish I would have known Lisa then, because she would have helped me get there so much faster. But I had this energetic tie to some kind of ancestral situation that was keeping me from being able to break past $1,000 a month. And it was so subconscious, so not in my conscious realm, that clearing that, it opened up these gateways. Like, I started to see money in a very different way. And it was almost like up until that moment that I cleared it, I had a really toxic relationship with money. And I had a very resistant relationship with earning money. And by clearing it, it was like somebody opened up the pearly gates and said, the world is your oyster, Melanie. You can make as much money as you want and you're going to be fine. And it was so much easier to create abundance in my life after I had that clearing. And so part of the reason why I'm so excited and so passionate about sharing you with my audience is that you do this work too, and you've actually helped me in some tremendous ways over the last year to take things to that next level. So how do we know, like, I know I was going to talk about this later, but I feel like we need to talk about it now. Like, how does someone know that maybe everything they've been doing to make more money is the wrong things they're doing because they're fighting these inherited relationships with money blocks?
Well, actually, you kind of answered the question. Because if you're in an adversarial relationship with money, then that's a good clue that there's an inherited pattern there. The other way you can tell is if you keep hitting a certain money threshold. If you can't get over $100,000, say, or if you are afraid of people's opinions and judgments if you had more money. So to become aware that you are struggling with money, whether you're overworking, whether it's not coming in, people aren't paying you, oftentimes the root cause is inherited.
Yeah. And I almost, you know, and we were joking around about this in the green room a little bit, but almost like you have tried everything. Like, you've got hired coaches and nothing seems to work. You've done therapy, you've gone through Money DNA Mastery, maybe, which is my program. And you're learning all the things, but you cannot shake these patterns and these beliefs that kind of lock you into these struggle situations with money.
Right. So doing the different programs, and your program is amazing. I've looked at it. And then having an awareness through therapy or having a coach is all important. But if you don't have a release of a negative vibration, then it's going to keep showing up in your life. So we don't talk a lot about vibrations, but it really is an energy that flows from us. It causes us to attract similar people with similar vibrations in our life. So if someone carries a lot of scarcity, which is almost always inherited originally, they attract people that don't have money who are also in scarcity.
Yeah. I think scarcity is kind of like one of those vibrations that when you're in it, everything around you tends to mirror that, right?
Yes. It's so true.
So let's dig a little bit deeper into how this kind of happens to us. You say that energy gets trapped in the body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're, bodies are energy, people are energy, everything's energy all around us. So how does energy get trapped in the body that would turn into blocks around money?
Well, let's turn it to a scientific conversation then. Let's talk to about an inherited pattern as within our DNA code. So each of us have our own DNA code. That's what makes us 5 feet or 6 feet tall, green or brown eyes. That we cannot change. But within the DNA, we have our epigenetics. That is 100% based on how our ancestors experience their life. So the epigenetics and the life experiences, which is the life experience of our ancestors, that's what gets passed down.
Mm. So I want to take the personality or the person who may not believe in all this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. And you say epigenetics is science, right? Like,
yes.
How does it work scientifically? Let's take the you know, different belief systems out of it and just get into the science of it for a minute.
Right. That is just the science of it. There, I don't know how else to answer it, Melanie. The science is the epigenetics, and within the epigenetics, each one of these things that get passed down, they're called informational tags. So our DNA is the hard drive of our body, and then the informational tags is the software that runs it. So if there is a fear around money, it could be because of a life experience from an ancestor. So I'll give you an example. How's that?
I love it. I love examples.
Okay. So I was working with someone who is from the culturally is Asian, okay, descent. And they had a huge fear about people knowing that they had money. So they would dress like they didn't have money. They would pretend like they didn't have money. And so, but it was complicating his life. So as I started to dig into this fear that I had identified of money, a fear of success, a fear of not being safe, we went back 5 generations and found out that he had had a grandfather on this side who had literally been killed for his money. So that what had happened was, and it's a story in the family that he had not been told until he asked his dad about it. And so what had happened is this, you know, multiple great grandfather had died at the hand of people he trusted within the home. Okay. So here, this fear of money was very real to him, that he didn't feel safe. And he used to tell me, I feel like Batman, that like Batman's parents were killed. I feel like I'm going to die. Well, that feeling and that fear was very real to him, and he didn't even know why.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like it gets locked in our cells.
It does.
Yeah. That's what I've learned from you, is that it gets locked in our cells and it shows up as coding that operates at the unconscious, subconscious level, that drives decisions, beliefs, fears, patterns, right? That you're like, okay, this, where did I learn this? I don't know where it came from, but it's there.
Yeah.
So when these blocks are physically locked into our body, what do we need to do to remove them so they stop driving our decisions and our behaviors and our ways of being?
Well, there's a couple different ways. You can go to someone that's skilled in that, that area of energy work, that can identify it and then release it for you. I have a manual that you can do it on yourself and release it. But I'll be the first to tell you that our subconscious is our protector. And so oftentimes it will only let us go so deep with our own self, but it is a start.
Yeah. I think, I love where this is going because, okay, so just back to me for a second.
Perfect.
This is all about me, really.
I love it.
I think we, like, I know for myself, I, at that time, I was so locked into my story and the way I saw how money was supposed to be or how I would earn money. It's like there was a very specific way I saw it happening. And clearing that inherited money block that I didn't even know was there, all of a sudden I started to see ways to create money that up until that moment I rejected. Like every fiber in my being saw that as wrong or like, I could never do that. That's so not me. My confidence shifted, my enthusiasm shifted, my energy shifted, and my finances shifted as a result of it. And so when these things are blocked in our body, it's almost like we cannot see another path until we release them.
We can be working and working, and it doesn't matter what we do, it just doesn't fall together.
Yeah.
And you know, money really is just an energy, and it's we humans that create the good and the bad with it. So you can inherit a struggle with money, which causes someone to overwork because they need to prove that they've earned their money, or which gets us in a cycle of we can never work hard enough or long enough to make ends meet.
Yeah. I'm thinking of anxiety. Because I know it's one of the things that you clear a lot for people is anxiety. Like, how does anxiety show up and play out when you've got inherited blocks?
Well, anxiety, for one, really is hard on the body. But anxiety will cause us to be indecisive. Because if we're anxious about our decisions, then we're going to have a pattern of second-guessing ourselves. So let me give you an example. I was working with a client. She was a single mother. She had two children and she was making good money. But she was so afraid of making a decision that it was slowing her business down to where she was barely making ends meet. So she comes to me. I find indecisiveness. It takes me back only two generations. She's 40 years old at the time. And it was from a great grandfather. Now that puts us in the Depression era, but you'll find this interesting, Melanie. He had been very successful and had his own manufacturing plant, and she actually knew this story. And he had lost his entire plant to gambling, right? So now go back to indecisiveness. Every decision, little or big, that this woman was making, she felt like it was a gamble. She was going to lose everything. It was all or nothing to her. It was anxiety ridden and overwhelmed. And once we cleared that, she doubled her money because she was able to make decisions. Like what used to be hard, she just trusted and made decisions.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to share a little bit more about my journey too and working with you around this because we came together at a time when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And it was right after the fires had hit here in California. And it was very interesting, you know, how there was unresolved layers and layers and layers of you know, inherited anxiety that you found that, sure, there was some trauma that came in through the fires, but like we had to clear, you know, stuff that was way back there in other, you know, part of the lineage before we could even clear the anxiety that was coming up for me that had gotten re-triggered during the fires. And so, you know, and what was presenting for me was my energy had gone low. I kept getting sick. I was in a lot of fear and, you know, I just had this deep grief that I couldn't move out of. And, you know, the conscious mind is like, okay, well, we didn't lose our house. You know, the fire came in the backyard, sure, but you know, we were all safe, no harm, no foul. But the grief was so deep. I couldn't get out of the grief. And clearing those levels of DNA, like the cellular memory of that shifted everything for me.
And the fires are what triggered it, see?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that happens for a lot of people too. Absolutely. Is they get triggered by things that are happening in this lifetime and in this world right now, but it has nothing to do with the situation you're in right now.
And isn't that what anxiety is all about? We can feel anxious about something and not even know why it's there. We can wake up in the morning and feel anxious about things and not have a solid reason as to why we feel that way.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, it's almost like as beings who are constantly expanding, we're constantly evolving, we're constantly growing. And, you know, especially for entrepreneurs and people who are in command of their own financial abundance, sometimes you need to have tools in your toolbox that you don't realize you need until all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, I've taken all the tools in my toolbox and tried to tune things up and they're not working. What's next?
And I don't think it matters where you are financially either. So you can be scraping to make rent and have a block, but that doesn't mean that you don't, after you start bringing in money, you aren't going to hit another level of scarcity or another level that you need to break through to bring in more money.
Yeah. Say more about that. I'm kind of curious how someone might see that unfolding in their life.
Okay. Let's say that you're an entrepreneur and you make a good amount of money for the amount of work that you do. You feel very blessed in that area, but you invest in some coaching and different things and you're having a hard time having that come back bigger. So let's use I'll use an example of someone I'm working with in the Hollywood industry. Okay. So this is someone that makes a lot of money and truthfully doesn't have to work again, but he was at the end of a film and there wasn't another film lined up. So he comes to me absolutely petrified that he's going to run out of money. And it's a common theme, all right, in the industry. But then as we released and things started to come in, so he was offered a deal for $2 million. I said, you know, I think there's some more blocks we can release that's really going to help you bring in more for what you're giving and what you're worth. So to make a long story short, he went from $2 million to a $20 million deal.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a high level deal, right? And you notice he has a lot of money, but he still was afraid that it was going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Or we could go to the person who is in transition and they want to quit their corporate job and start their own, or they want to retire, but they're afraid that they're not going to have enough.
Yeah, fear is a very powerful filtering system, isn't it?
Oh, yes, they are.
And it's almost like whatever level of success you have, when you put your eye on where you want to be next and what you're trying to expand into or what you want to accomplish and it feels out of reach, or maybe there's this, I keep trying and I can't get there. Mm-hmm. The fear seems to be what is the filtering system, right? Like everything's being filtered through fear. And mm-hmm. So when someone's got that kind of fear, that pervasive fear, what are some things they can start to do themselves to maybe like transform that fear into something more supportive?
Well, affirmations help retrain the brain. So they could do affirmations, but affirmations alone are not enough. Okay, we can't trick the brain. We think we can, but you need something more. There are meditations. I have meditations that release vibrations around scarcity and those types of fears. But you have to take action and go to somebody that knows how to do this. It doesn't have to be me, but it has to be somebody that really knows their stuff to release them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you kind of have to, well, really, you have to have someone who can see the energy patterns that are stuck to know what mm-hmm. to do with them. And so it's kind of like you can do so much on your own, but is there a point, unless you're an expert in reading energy,
right,
you may not be able to spot the ones that are still, you know, in the way.
That's right.
I mean,
that's the person who's done everything and you're working really hard and the same cycles keep repeating themselves. In fact, you can inherit a pattern of spending your money because of a belief if you don't spend it, you'll lose it. It's actually, it's very real. Mm-hmm. You can stop yourself from making more money on a subconscious level because you don't want to outdo everyone in the family and not have them be relatable to you or have them criticize you. So you can come have an awareness of why you're doing something or not have the awareness. Either way, it's really hard to break the cycle without some help.
So we've talked about anxiety. We've talked about fears. We've talked about, you know, patterns, inherited money patterns that keep you stuck. How else do energy, you know, inherited energy patterns keep people from experiencing what they want?
Well, oftentimes people can feel unworthy of more. If they're already making money, then who are they to need more? And so they go into that, who am I to want more? I'm being selfish or I'm being greedy. So there's the fear of money, that the money is the root of all evil. And I mean, I can tell you that that isn't true unless somebody chooses to use it for evil, but that is a person's choice. Money doesn't do that. It's a choice of the individual.
Yeah. And again, it comes down to their filtering system being influenced. Like, think of it like it's infected, right?
Yes.
So there's a virus that's kind of been passed down and you know, it's infected in your ability to see what's possible.
Right.
So, let's talk a little bit about the difference between inherited blocks and like general energy blocks.
Okay. So we kind of have a handle on the inherited. We don't have any control of it. Nobody passed it down to us on purpose and we didn't do anything wrong to inherit it. Okay. Then there is our energy blueprint. That is, you know, developed by the time we're 7 years old. And that happens based on how we interact with the world around us, how we interact with our family. So that will, when it comes to money, what type of conversations did we hear at the table, right, around money? Was mom told she couldn't have a new dress by dad? Were they always told, don't ask us for money? You know, were you never given what you needed? Or if you were made to feel guilty for it? What's your religious upbringing? Were you taught the money is the root of all evil? Were you taught that if you had your spiritual gifts, you couldn't sell them in any way? You know, these are the things that we learn as children.
We learn them and then we repeat them because it's our paradigm of what we see is the quote unquote normal behavior, right?
Right.
If you've got inherited blocks and general energy blocks, like where do you start? Do you start with the inherited? Do you start with the general energy blocks? Dig into that a little bit.
That's a great question. So when I'm working with a client, I let their subconscious tell me. So I use kinesiology. So I always trust the individual's body and not what I think. Because even what I think, it'll end up coming up. But it's important to release it in the priority of the subconscious. It will allow me, the practitioner, to go deeper. And it always gets to the root causes first. So if it's not inherited, well, if it is inherited, I can tell you if it's on your mother or father's side and how many generations it goes back. If it's not inherited, then through muscle testing, I can tell you what age it trapped. And I will usually ask, you know, the client, what do you remember around this at age 10, say? And I'd say 90% of the time, people remember. They don't have to remember, but we call our subconscious our ego for a reason, and it usually likes a couple seconds of fame as to why it trapped it. Because what it does when it traps experiences, it's trying to prevent us from future harm or being hurt. So it thinks it's serving our highest good. So that's why I always ask an individual's body and use kinesiology to find my answer.
Hmm. Yeah. And so let's explain what kinesiology is, because I'm familiar with it from the chiropractic side. And then when I saw you doing it, I knew exactly what you're doing. But if you've never, like, I know there's a lot of people that don't know what that means.
Yeah. It encompasses, and what it boils down to is muscle testing. So an individual's subconscious, our subconscious knows everything about us. And through muscle testing, we can find out anything we need to know that's happened to us in our life that we've forgotten about, or any inherited pattern. Because it knows who we were before we came to Earth, and it knows everything that's happened to us. It stores it in that, in our mind, you know, in our computer hard drive.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, as strong. I use my arm. I do muscle testing a little bit differently, but I use my arm up against my body. And my arm, when it's strong, is a yes. And when I can turn it, when it's flexible, it's a no. And so I use it to fast forward through things and to ask questions of the energy body. And then it serves the highest, I believe it serves mine and the highest, the client's highest good to do it this way.
Yeah. And so does the body ever misrepresent it and get it wrong?
Well, that's a great, nobody's ever asked me that. What a great question.
I've got to ask all the questions my listeners think.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. It would get it wrong if you're dehydrated. So I always ask my clients to drink an excess of water. I ask them to increase their water intake 2 days before. Because when the cells are very well hydrated, then the subconscious will trust that it's safe to release. But if you're dehydrated, it increases your anxiety and it causes the subconscious to not trust change. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't put two and two together until you just said that. I thought that's very interesting. What are you always asking me to drink so much water?
Yes. Because the subconscious will give you fluff to protect. So if somebody is dehydrated, then yeah, I'll get fluff, but I'm pretty good at I'm pretty good at figuring that out at this point. But if somebody's well hydrated, it always gives me the answer I need.
So how would doing this work help someone make more money or have more business success or, you know, whatever the thing is they want to have more of in their life?
It would allow them to take action. And what used to be hard won't be hard anymore. And if you desire to have more clients, they'll come. If you desire to make more money, it will happen and it won't be as complicated or as such a struggle, and there'll be flow. I really believe that flow is available for everyone. Does it mean, Melanie, that things don't come out of left field? No, because that's part of what our life experience is, but we'll roll with it better. We will be more flexible and we will be less controlling, because when we try to over control thing, it really just blocks things from happening for us.
Yeah. I've seen that. Seen that myself. I've seen that in, you know, my clients and associates. And, you know, again, I think it comes back to fear, right? Like when fear is high, resourcefulness is low.
Yes.
When scarcity is high, you know, perception of what's possible is low. And a lot of this is what you're saying is driven by these energy blocks that we may have inherited or picked up through familial and cultural influences along the way. So if somebody's done a lot of work around this, where should they start if they're like, okay, I think I might have energy blocks. I think I might may have inherited some patterns that I need to clear. What would you encourage them to do to start?
I encourage them to find an energy healer.
Well, let's tell them how they can find you then.
Well, perfect. They can find me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.
And you have a resource that you want to share with people today. I think, you know, we talked about affirmations earlier, and I know you always encourage people to start with affirmations because if you don't have energy blocks, it'll shift it quickly.
Yes.
If you do have energy blocks, it'll start to wake up the patterns so that if they were to work with you, it would be easier to find them, release them, shift them, right?
Absolutely.
So you actually put a special link together for our listeners here at the Amplifier Success Community, lisathomasenergyhealing.com/amplify. And I have to say, I love this toolkit that you put together with the affirmations and the, you know, you've got some emails that come afterwards to help people learn how to use these affirmations more effectively. It's a very, very powerful toolkit. And if they wanted to go further with you, I know you have a money breakthrough system that you have a series of meditations that will help clear them out. But this is a very, very powerful place to start this journey with you to start to wake up that money resourcefulness.
Yes, it is. And it can't do any harm. It can only help you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, I think one of the most powerful things I ever did as an entrepreneur, as a woman who was not taught how to be financially resourceful, was to start to train my mind how to be in the richness of money through affirmations and like new mantras. And literally, like every single breakthrough I ever had, I can trace back to teaching my mind how to think differently around money.
Beautiful. That's, yeah.
Anything else you want to share about the affirmations and, you know, how your money system works that I know you lead them to eventually?
Mm-hmm. So when you say an affirmation, I would go through these. This is a nice money download affirmation that you have a choice of picking a few from. I would pick one or two a day. And I would say them out loud and with the intention that you believe it. Now, I'll give you a little tip, an inside secret here. At the end of an affirmation that you don't really believe, say there's one that money flows easily and freely to me. And you're like, yeah, right, that doesn't happen for me. Well, it doesn't mean it can't happen. So say money flows easily and freely to me, whether I believe it or not. Okay, so then you're acknowledging that you have a little bit of resistance around it or you know, fear around that or disbelief, but it's going to continue to help retrain your brain on that. And I'd pick two, I'd do those for a week, pick another two, do those for a week. And then when you're ready for more, and Melanie, you brought it up, I call these this money series that I have, it's an activation, money acceleration activation. And what this is it goes a lot deeper. So it's almost like having a one-on-one with me to where I am releasing from your energy field the vibrations that are inherited, vibrations that cause you to overspend, and at the same time, I'm replacing it to attract more of that, more money, more opportunities. They are very powerful. In fact, can I share a quick story, Melanie? Do we have time?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. So I work with a lot of people in the business world or Hollywood, those types of people. Okay. And I'm working with a high power coach right now, and he has a program that's 25,000, and he has not done a one-on-one with me. He has only done this. This is what he was able to do to begin with. Well, I should say when he started working with me, this is what he did first. Okay. He did, it's a month. It's going to take you a month to do this. And you're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel better right from the beginning. He sent me a testimonial saying, Lisa, after I completed this series, I went from 25,000 to 100,000 and I never batted an eye, and I've already signed up two people. Yeah. So he added more to his program. But the point was, is that he was able to think bigger than what 25,000 was. And 25,000 is a lot of money for a client, okay? But he was able to realize his value and then expand it. And he's making a lot more money now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's sometimes the biggest shifts happen just by taking the time to shift the way your brain perceives things. Mm-hmm. And then I love the audios that go with it that actually, it's almost like you're doing your coaching one-on-one, but you get to do it for a fraction of the investment and through an audio that's convenient to do whenever right. you want. So,
and you get to keep them. Yeah. It's a program. It's a, you get to keep this and use it. And it's very beneficial.
Yeah. So I recommend, if you're listening in and you're suspecting that maybe you have inherited money blocks, some false beliefs or fears or anxiety, you know, like there's just something that's in the way and you've tried everything and you know you are meant for bigger things, start with Lisa's mantras and these affirmations at lisathomasenergyhealing.com/amplify. And then if you guys want more, she'll offer to you down the road. You can check into her money acceleration series. It's beautiful. I've been through it. It's very powerful. And at a minimum, I want you to become aware that if you have a gap between the level of success and impact you're wanting in this world and where you're at right here in this moment, that it's time to do something new and different than you haven't tried before. Whatever that is for you, it may be you need to take the next step. And if you've tried everything or you want to shortcut the path, I suggest get those money blocks out of the way, do the energy work that will set you up to amplify 100 million times easier. Because when you get those blocks out of the way, it is easier to amplify your impact and your success in the world. So Lisa, I would love to ask you a little bit of a personal question if you don't mind.
Sure.
I mean, you've created a very successful business. You're tied into some really big name people in the world, speaking at their events and, you know, getting your energy work out there and some real influencers in the world. What do you think was the most, or let me ask that better, what was the boldest shift you had to make to be able to get your transformation work out in a bigger way?
It was letting go of the fear of being seen and doing what I'm doing, because my gifts were a burden to me as a little girl. So to actually have healer attached to my name has been the hardest thing I have ever overcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you be willing to say a little more? Because I have a feeling that about 1,000 listeners just went, whoa, she just described me.
Right? Because there's so much judgment. Now it's getting better. I mean, let's just go back 5 years, 10 years. Healer now is about, it's not as complicated as it was, but it still is. Because our friends are going to judge us, you know, our parents are going to judge us. And who are we? Because it's truthfully, I'm not the healer. Your body does the healing. But I had to get over the fact, because people kept just introducing me as healer. I kept saying, no, I'm a practitioner and, you know, whatever. And I just had to get over it. Because if somebody feels that their body is being healed, I just had to own it. Mm-hmm. That I was a facilitator of them feeling better. And I had to let go of judgment. If somebody doesn't like what I do, I'm really okay with that, because I'm not meant to help everybody, but the people I am supposed to help find me.
And in embracing that, we've never talked about this, so I don't know, but embracing that, I would imagine, is what allowed you to magnify and grow quickly.
It was. The second is that I had to get over charging people.
Oh,
that's a biggie. Let me tell you, it's very different. And you're going to be surprised how I did this, Melanie. Well, twofold. My body, I started to get exhausted. So when I was doing it for free, I would, at some point I woke up and I'm like, I don't want to do anything today. And really, it was like clear as a bell. It's because, Lisa, there's no exchange of energy. Nobody had taught me this, but I had to learn it through experience. So that was one, taking money from people. Then the next thing was, I had been raised that if you sold your spiritual gifts, right, you would lose them. God would take them from you.
Wow.
Okay, that's pretty strong. All right.
And now, was that a general energy block or an inherited
block? It was inherited.
Okay.
Yeah, it was inherited. But on top of it, that was also a learned belief. It was kind of like a double whammy. So if you're told, well, first of all, I was afraid of telling people who I was because when I was little, because these are spiritual gifts. Now, remember, I work with people through kinesiology, but I still have these spiritual gifts that are kind of like icing on the cake. All right. So I had a fear that if in any way somebody thought that I was psychic, that they would put me in that Bible category, okay, of being some evil person. And so then I used to say to God, why did you make me this way? Okay, when I can't do anything about it. So I would literally pray to have those things taken away from me. So for me, Melanie, learning how to help somebody without the gift was the best thing that could have happened to me. And then it helped me understand why I have the gift, because ancestors are very important to us in our life. And we're with them, whether it doesn't matter what type of lineage you are experiencing while you're on, in your body. There are people that have come before you and will come after you that have your back. And when you release from one person, it releases from everybody in the lineage, those living and those that have passed on. So they come in gratitude. They don't come to control. There's nothing like I was raised. It's not at all like I was raised. But overcoming this fear of being judged, the fear of being punished, the fear that I'm going to lose everything of who I am and be ostracized, that and just so owning it and charging were the two things combined that was the hardest thing.
I think so many people can probably relate to that. One or both. And I think so many people start with this, like, I have to give it away, or I'm just going to do it because it's a hobby, you know, I'll just gift it to people, and like really saying yes to your gifts, monetizing your gifts and stepping fully into that. Like, it's profound. And I'm so grateful that you did.
Thank you.
I mean, and I think it has to be a value exchange in order for people to really like get their own transformation. They have to be willing to invest something in order to make that transformation happen.
It's so true. We'll invest for our family. Like if we have children, we'll invest for our kids to help them. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard to invest in yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some people.
For some people, yes.
Especially if you feel that scarcity. And so, you know, one of the things I think is so beautiful is you're helping people transform that on so many levels. And I've like, you know, just full disclosure, I have referred a ton of people to Lisa since I've worked with her. So I do believe that the work you're doing is a very powerful part of the toolkit that we at sometimes will need. So thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to share as we wrap up? Any last parting piece of advice that you've learned as you've stepped into your own gifts and brought a healing body of work out in the world as a business?
Well, you and I share this, but we come to Earth for a reason. And if you have been waiting, I'm talking to your beautiful tribe, to get your gifts and talents into a business or out in the world in a bigger way, you don't have to wait anymore. It doesn't have to be hard. And honestly and truly, what comes easiest for you is what's going to be the easiest for you to make money at. And so my suggestion is you step over that line of fear and get some help, because it doesn't have to stay complicated or hard.
Well said. Great place to wrap up. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if this is pulling at you and you're knowing there's something here for you, I want to encourage you to get this beautiful first step, the affirmations at Lisa Thomas Energy Healing.com /amplify. Mm-hmm. And just a little tease, if you're in the Amplify Your Success community, you're going to be getting an invitation to a private mini workshop we're going to be doing with Lisa. And if you're not there, come over to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. We're going to go a little bit deeper with all this in the very near future. So you'll get a special invitation as a member of that free community. So Lisa, thanks so much.
You're welcome. And we might even do some healing on that call.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yes, it is.
Very powerful. Good. I'm excited. I mean, we're excited now. So.
Yeah.
All right, friends, stay tuned for more just super power-packed episodes of Amplify Your Success. And I'd love to hear from you. Tell me, what do you want to learn about? Where are you looking to grow? What do you want more of? Again, in the Amplify Your Success community, let me know what's on your mind and what you want more of. Bye for now. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.